getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, it's time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Glad you're along with... Got a big stack of records here. Going to have to get through them. Got our 78 picked out. Got a waltz standby. Everything we need for the hour. So I guess I'm going to have to get to work, huh? Let's do it. Freddie K Orchestra. I don't know what the K stands for. It just says Freddie K with a period. So you know it stands for something anyway. It's the Polish Pride Polka to get things rolling.
Johnny dancing around, holding their heads up high. Pumpkin Brisky's wishing all a nice zdrowie, for they all have Polish pride. Hand in hand we are brothers, that's why we must help each other. Polish voices singing high, for we all have Polish pride. Our brothers, that's why we must help each other. Polish voices singing high, for we all have Polish pride. Here comes Mary, here comes Johnny, dancing around, holding their heads up high. Pumpkin Brisky's wishing all a nice zdrowie, for they all have Polish pride. Hand in hand we are brothers, that's why we must help each other. Polish voices singing high, for they all have Polish pride. Hand in hand we are brothers, that's why we must help each other. Polish voices singing high, for we all have Polish pride.
Polish pride.
And there you go. That is the Freddie K Orchestra. That's Polish Pride here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. Same thing, different stack of records, kind of the way is the way that goes. But anyway, got another show rolling along. Oh, I see I did not plan a place to put the played records in a nice stack this week. All right, let me rearrange. Okay, there now. I think we got her handled now. Let's keep things going here. I got the Langner Sisters teaming up with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, and it's the If You Leave Me Polka.
Sweet. When I left you, I was all so sad and lonely, and my heart was broken all because of you. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I always tried my best to make you happy, but you always left me sad and blue. I remember the good times we had together, how you promised that your love for me was true. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you. Although you've done me wrong, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm still in love with you.
Langner Sisters, along with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, If You Leave Me Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Happens this week. Right about this time, wherever you happen to be listening, whether you're tuned into an actual radio station, or maybe listening on a podcast, or a download, or a web stream, or a smart speaker, or an iPad, or heck, I don't know, an Android, or just a plain old droid from Star Wars. I have no idea. You can listen just about anywhere these days. Because that's the way the system works, man. Long as I'm yakking, let's take a minute to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by. Pay them a visit if you have the opportunity. If you don't, check out their website nonetheless. 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display. That place is never blown away, that's for sure. And a lot of research materials, a lot of history, a lot of other related items in the museum. They have the beautiful concert hall. Believe it or not, springtime is coming. And they'll have all sorts of activities getting into spring and summer, musical opportunities and shows and outdoor concerts and all sorts of things. So you can find out more online at worldofaccordions.org. And hey, pay them a visit. Great place to come and visit up here in the North Country. I think it's greater for most people in the spring and summer as opposed to in the winter. Hey, that's cool, too, if you like looking at, waterfalls that are frozen, which is really quite a sight. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All the information that you need to know is right there. And if you're thinking, well, it might be a fun place for the bus tour to go, you might want to give them a holler and let them know you're coming. All right, worldofaccordions.org. Let's go to the Six Fat Dutchman now and the Schneider Polka. Thank you. It's the Six Fat Dutchman. It is the Schneider Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. As the weeks march on, getting closer to spring and summer, man, I hope so. We had here in northern Minnesota, where I'm coming to you from, a fantastic winter with very little snow. I think I only plowed once, maybe twice in the entire winter season up until now. And then this past week, we got blitzed with a pile of snow. Who has snow at the end of March? I mean, what a ridiculous thing. And I've already plowed twice. It's snowed for like 3 days. We're like 12 inches of snow. It's like, what is going on here? Fortunately, a lot of it was melting as it was coming. But it's a winter wonderland now, people, and we thought we were going to get off scot-free. But ha! Old Mother Nature had her own plans for that. So it seems appropriate to play the Bluebird Polka. For a while there, we were watching bluebirds and robins flying around. Now they're all hiding somewhere because the snowplows are out and it's getting down to, 0 degrees or thereabouts at night, colder with the wind chill. And a lot of very confused birds and wildlife out there going, what the heck happened here anyway? So I was talking about bluebirds, robins, and all that. Joe Timmer and the orchestra. This is the Bluebird Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, a little bluebird polka. I saw zero bluebirds go by my window while I was listening to that song, by the way. Joe Timmer and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to see any kind of springtimey-looking birds for a little while yet. But hey, over the next week or so, it's supposed to warm back up into the 40s. We'll get some sunshine, and it's going to turn into a slush fest up here. But hey, that's the way it goes, man. You ready for a little Eddie Lash? And his star concertina. That should just be his last name. He should change last to his middle name, and his last name should be And His Star Concertina, because it all goes together, man. Here's the Tricky Fingers Polka, Eddie Lash and His Star Concertina. Went by way too fast for me. Eddie Lash at his star concertina. Maybe it wasn't too long because it took Tricky Fingers, because it's the Tricky Fingers polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Now I got a record that I very rarely play, and I don't play it because it was enormously popular. And I feel like in the last 60, 70 years, it was probably overplayed. One of the records from the polka genre that was a huge pop hit. There were two that historically they tend to tribute to making the polka popular back in the day as a popular song. It was always popular among the people that brought the music over and among the various ethnic groups, but to make it popular to the general population instead of the polka people. There were a couple. One was 1939, the Andrews Sisters with their Roll Out the Barrel or the Beer Barrel Polka. And the other one was this one with Will Glahay and his orchestra and chorus, their version of the Lichtensteiner Polka. This one hit the charts. They sold these records like hotcakes. And anything that sells like hotcakes, I'm a fan of. Anyway, here it is.
Das ist die Lichtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz. Da bleibt doch kein Lichtensteiner auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz.
Man kann beim Polka schieben, schieben, sich in beide Augen sehen.
Man muss sich lieben, lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön. Oh ja,
so eine Lichtensteiner Polka, die hat's. Die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
Der alte Herr von Lichtenstein,
ja, ja, ja,
der konnte nicht alleine sein.
Nein, nein, nein,
er schickte seine Boten aus.
Ja, ja, ja,
schaut mir nach Musikanten aus und schickt sie mir ins Haus.
Die Musik legte los, da wusste klein und groß. Ja.
Liechtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz. Die Liechtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz. Da bleibt doch kein Liechtensteiner auf seinem Platz, auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz.
Man kann beim Polka schieben, schieben, sich in beide Augen sehen.
Man muss sich lieben, lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön. Oh ja,
so eine Liechtensteiner Polka, die hat's.
There you go, Will Glahe and the orchestra there with the Liechtensteiner Polka, big pop hit record back in the day, and attributed to making a lot more people aware of the fun of polka music back at the time. So there you go, a little history record for you anyway, here on the Yumpa Hour. As you tell you, interesting story, I read this, I thought this was very interesting. And this is a true story now. I'm not making this up. I don't remember where it happened. There was a woman walking along a road out in the country somewhere. I can't remember where. And she was walking along the edge of the road, on the shoulder of the road, and she saw a baby hedgehog, little baby hedgehog all rolled up. And if you know anything about hedgehogs, if they're sleeping or they're stressed or they're protecting themselves, they roll up into like a little fuzzball, a little baby hedgehog. She was like, oh my, look at the little baby hedgehog that's sitting here all alone, and maybe it's hurt and whatever. So she finds a cardboard box, and she kind of gently scoops it into the box, and she takes it home. And if you look it up, if you need to feed a hedgehog, they can have like a little cat food or a little dog food or something like that. So she put a little cat food in the box and then said, put it in a dark, quiet, warm place and just leave it alone. So it unstresses and it'll maybe eat something and then it'll be on the road to being all better. See, so she does all this. And the next morning she gets up and the little hedgehog hasn't really moved at all or eaten any food. And she's like, oh man, I better rush this over to the vet. So she takes it to the nearest, it's like an animal rescue center or whatever it is. And she brings it in. She tells him she found this along the road and all that kind of stuff. And they open it up and check it out. Turns out it's a pom-pom that fell off somebody's stocking hat. It was not a hedgehog at all. But you know what? If you know anybody who's had pet hedgehogs and you've seen baby hedgehogs, little hedgehogs, that when they're in a ball, they look a lot like a pom-pom that fell off of a winter hat. Totally. And for those of you listening in like California and Arizona and down there in Florida and stuff, you've never seen like a winter hat like we have in Minnesota. They put little poofball pom-poms on the top or whatever. And yeah, all that. But she had done all the right things. And they told her, she said, you did all the right things. And the lady was very upset and she just grabbed her box and stomped out. But anyway, you know, bonus points for trying, lady. You know, more people need to be nice like that. That's what I think. Anyway, here's Johnny Lipinski, his clarinet, and his orchestra. It says right on the record. Here's the Debbie Polka.
We'll be right back.
Johnny Lipinski, his clarinet, and his orchestra. Yeah, they were all there for that one. That's the Debbie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's try one from Gene Wisdalla and the orchestra. This one hasn't been around for a while here. This is the Frankenmuth Polka. There sounded just like the Frankenmuth Polka to me. That's what it says on the record, too. Gene Wisdalla and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every single week right here, wherever you happen to be listening this week. So glad you're along. If you have a request or dedication, question, comment, I don't know, want to share recipes, send me stock market tips, whatever the case might be, you can get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Yes, you can. Email is easiest. It's just Oompa Hour at AOL.com. It's all one word, all smushed together, all small letters, OompaHour at AOL.com. There's also the Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's OompaHour. And there's the Oompa Hour hotline, area code 218-259-2985, where you can leave a message or you can send a text to that number. That's fast and easy, 218-259-2985, if you like doing that. So any of those ways, try to get those requests found for you. Sometimes it takes me a couple of weeks because the show's only once a week and the records are piled up all over the place and my organizational skills suck, to put it bluntly. But usually I can figure out where they are. So something you want to hear? Oh, let me know. Here are the Chesney Brothers now. The Let's Dance Again Polka.
you. You are my delight, I'd like to hold you tight. Let's kiss and then we'll dance again. Look at me, can't you see I'm in love with you?
Is Polka with You, music from the Chesney Brothers, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, every week, we always include at least one polka. Yeah, just one polka. One waltz in every show, and I got a waltz ready to go over here on turntable number one. So I'm kind of stalling here a little bit while some of the waltzers get ready. I know you might have to, get set up a little, shove the coffee table or the kitchen table out of the way so you could pull off a little waltzing action there. You think you're ready for a waltz? It's a sappy one. I'm warning you now, this is a sappy waltz. And also, we're just a few minutes away from this. Wow, look at the time. We're just a few minutes away from this week's official 78 of the week, too. So stand by for that. But waltzers, if you're ready, here's the Buffalo Brass and Send Me Some Lovin'.
So badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, my nights are so blue. Send me some loving, I'm waiting for you.
send me your kisses. I still feel their touch. I need you so badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, my nights are so blue. Send me some love, I'm waiting for you.
Now, see, in the radio biz, that's what we call a trick ending, because it sounded like it was over like three different times. Anyway, dancers, hope you had a good time with that one. Gave you a little more time to dance than usual, kind of a long one. The Buffalo Brass there, and Send Me Some Lovin' here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm getting ready to switch over that very same turntable for spinning 78s. I can even tell you what I'm going to play, because I know ahead of time. You remember last week, I played the Acapulco Polka. That is very hard to say. And I'm going to play the flip side of that record today. So that's coming up. But first, it's Gil Steele's Concertina Band. And everybody shottish. It's about time, huh? There you go, Gil Steele's Concertina Band. Everybody shottish. Hopefully you were shottishing after the previous waltz that we had going for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, as you know, every week we try to include at least 178 in the show, because everything sounds great on a 78. That's what we say here at the Umpa Hour. And I got a great RCA 78 shellac record, you know, from back in the day. It runs at 78 RPM. Don't try to read the label once you start them or you're going to throw up. That's all I can tell you. And this is a great sounding 78. Here are the Manhattan Merrymakers and the Sailor's Polka.
Come on and play the Sailor's Polka. Make way for navy blue. Oh, how the girls all love to polka with a sailor who's tried and true. Where there is music and there's moonlight, the navy knows what to do. So come on and play the sailor's polka. Make way for navy blue. Oh, the band will start in playing when the fleet comes sailing in. There'll be hip, hip, hip hooraying, and the good times will begin. There'll be gobs and gobs of misses who'll be waiting on the shore with gobs and gobs of kisses for the gobs that they adore. Long before they drop the anchor, you will hear the music start. Every pretty girl will hanker to win a sailor's heart. Yes, the band will start in playing, and the dancing will begin when the fleet comes sailing in. Sailor's polka, make way for navy blue. Oh, how the girls all love to polka with a sailor who's tried and true. Where there is music and there's moonlight, the navy knows what to do. So come on and play the sailor's polka and make way for navy.
They have it there. A good sounded 78 right there, man. Don't tell me you don't need shellac records once in a while. That's the Sailor's Polka. That is the Manhattan Merrymakers. And I could tell you who's singing if the print wasn't so darn little. My gosh, what is that, like a 2-point font? Wait a minute. Let me get on the second pair of reading glasses with the pair I have on. I know it doesn't make any difference who was singing it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. All right. That was Danny Stewart. He was singing the other side last week. So there, now you know, there's our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78. I have, earlier we heard from the Langner sisters. They were accompanied by Eddie's Versatones. And coming up after we do this little thing here, I have the Versatones on their own. So hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there we go. Now, I promised you Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, and got them right here. They even do their own little introduction on this one. It's the Yo-Yo Polka.
Any of you friends and neighbors ever been down in Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, and all around on them hills down there and ever heard them old foxhounds run? I'm going to give you a little sample of how they sound down there.
Thank you.
There you go. That is the Yo-Yo Polka, Eddie Blazancik's Versatones. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think if I shut up long enough, we could probably squeak a couple more tunes in here. There's the boys in the band, Polka. It's the Polka Country Musicians.
Has a lot of fun. Hey, clap along now, everyone. Swinging that concertina around. Listen to that happy song. Hey, Jackie plays the drums all day. He knows just what beat to play. You can't help but stamp your feet when you hear that polka beat. Now Robin, Mike, now aren't they sweet? They'll play for your dancing feet.
Come on, beat.
Come on,
beat. Come on, beat.
Come on. Hey, let's all stamp our feet. Hey, Wally and I will sing for you. Hey, let's all dance in Lonely Blue. Our honky group that has the lead are playing for your dancing feet. Everybody grab a beer, drink a toast to bring good cheer. Music is great fun, it brings joy to everyone. Sing and dance and dance and sing, everybody do their thing. Everyone, hey, gather around, listen to our funky sound. You can drive those blues away with some love, swing and sway. Come on, girls, we love you all, step right up and have a ball.
Zaskorski,
Zaskorski,
Taibushi,
Taibushi. Hey, that's the Polish way, Wally!
Just like that, it's the boys in the band Polka, and it's the Polka Country Musicians. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I do believe we can sneak in another record here, and I like this one. It's actually kind of a slow number for the end of the show. It's not a polka, but that's all right. You'd still dance. And I like this. This record wins the official Oompa Hour Award for Best Sound Like a Bullfrog in Any Polka Record. This is the Little Fisherman of Texas. It is St. Paul's Bullfrog.
Thank you.
See where I come from. That is best replication of a bullfrog in any old time record. I don't know. Anyway, that is the Little Fisherman of Texas here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. And the old clock on the wall says, yeah, unless there's a song that's about a minute and a half long, we're not fitting in another one on the show this week. But that's all right. I'll stack them up and I'll be back, of course, with another round of great old time records for you next week. Right here, same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.